that's not bad, but there are some states who have 5% of their kids in group or institutional facilities, which we think is a whole lot better.
What are those other states doing to get their numbers low?
You know, there's reasons why states rely on group facilities, and those are typically sort of historical precedents where we've relied at one point in time on orphanages and group homes that we thought at the time was the best place to raise children who didn't have families. But we've realized over time that's not the best place to raise children. If you look at a state like New Jersey, their numbers have gone from 21% in 2005 to 8% in 2013. And you can do that if you put in place the other supports that can allow children to remain with families.
Can you give me an example of some effective supports?
Sure, especially for teenagers. A lot of times, teenagers are automatically put into group facilities. It's not because of abuse or neglect, but because they are in such conflict with their parents over their adolescent behaviors, which may be extreme, which may be typical, but there's a lot of strife in the family. What has happened in a number of places, in Delaware is a great example of this, is they put family therapy in these settings to help get the two to get along better and to figure out a way to manage future conflict.
What does Florida have going for it to further bring that 13% down?
Florida has community-based care agencies that have fairly flexible ability. They have a waiver from the federal government that they can use their money very flexibly. So I think it's a question of will to just say to themselves, we have got to do our best to keep kids out of group placement. We know in a state the size of Florida that's so large that sometimes when kids go to group placements, they end up hundreds of miles from their family.
Yeah.
And they lose connections to their family, to their siblings, to their parents, to everyone.
Well, that defeats the purpose.
It completely defeats the purpose.
Tracy, I got to tell you, here in Florida, our legislature came to a standstill over the issue of the budget and some health care funding. And so any initiatives that might help along these lines might have to wait another year. What can we do in the interim that is pretty cost effective?
Well, frankly, the cost of the services that I'm talking about are 7 to 10 times less expensive than residential care. And it's not a question of more money. It's a question of taking the money that you've got now and spending it in a different way, in a way that's more cost effective. We don't need more money to do that. This is a wake-up call. When we find 40% of the kids in a group facilities who have no clinical need, that's just money down the drain. It's too high a cost in dollars, and it's too high a cost for these kids who are growing up without families. It's not fair to them.
All right. Thank you, Tracy Field, the director of the Annie E. Casey Foundation's Child Welfare Strategy Group.
You're welcome. Thank you.